USA Radio News.
We are calling on Congress to secure our borders, support our border agents, stop sanctuary cities, and shut down policies that release violent criminals back into our communities. We don't want it any longer. We've had it.
President Donald Trump today at the 37th Annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service. The president there speaking about our borders and becoming safe. The president then went and met with Senate Republicans. Senator John Thune talked about how that meeting went.
We had a good discussion with the president today, and as the leader also mentioned, a lot of it had to do with what's happening in the economy, and I think the president rightfully can take great credit for some significant strides that we've made.
This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Retail sales rose last month, but not as much as they did the month before. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the numbers.
Retail sales rising 0.3% last month, according to the Tuesday report from the U.S. Commerce Department, and that 0.3% rise is exactly the gain that retail analysts were forecasting. It's 0.5% below, though, the revised increase for March, when retail sales surged by 0.8%.
A new tax approved by the Seattle City Council has triggered a fierce war of words between the liberal city and two behemoth companies, mainly Starbucks and Amazon. Herman Cain is the former CEO of Godfather's Pizza. He says companies and businesses in Seattle have basically two options.
The Seattle City Council, they just won't learn. Now, workers got to find jobs. Long term, some businesses are going to either slow the growth and some are going to even leave.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar went a little more in depth on Monday regarding his plan to help lower prescription drug costs for many Americans. He went on Fox Business to discuss some of the key points.
Key elements here are bringing better negotiation to the Medicare drug program, because, of course, that's the program that we control for tens of millions of Americans and pays for so much of drug expense here in this country. We've got our retail pharmacy program, what's called Medicare Part D, and the president is going to unleash the drug plans to actually negotiate against Big Pharma in certain categories where right now negotiation has basically not existed, with almost no discounts or rebates being paid, a no-touch zone. We're pulling that off. We're allowing full negotiation. We're going to have bidding and real discounting in that space. And for the first time ever, we're going to bring negotiation, competition, and discounting to the physician-administered drugs where nothing has existed in the past.
With the U.S. moving its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, we're still seeing reaction come in, including Senator John Barrasso, who says it should have been done a long time ago.
The last three have promised it. President Trump delivered. And you could just see the signs yesterday in Jerusalem, bipartisan support for what the president has promised the people of the state of Israel. So pleased with the decision. It was the right decision, and I'm glad President Trump got it done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.